At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome in, everybody, to a special nighttime edition, a nightcap edition of Football 24/7 for breaking news. The Philadelphia Eagles have added another pass rusher. This is one we talked about for a couple of weeks long on Birds 365. Azeez Ojulari is coming to town in Philly. He's 24 years old. He's got 22 career sacks, and he's another Georgia Bulldog. He signs a one-year deal up to $4 million. We'll see what the guaranteed money is when that releases. I'm your host, Xander Krause. That's my co-host, Johnny Mack. John McMullen, what do you think? Your first thoughts on Azeez Ojulari signing with the Eagles?
Well, before we get to that, other breaking news. The Eagles have agreed to a one-year contract extension with Lane Johnson. So that'll keep him under contract through 2027. He gets $8 million over the next 2 years, an extra $8 million over the next 2 years, an additional $30 million in guarantees. So more Lane Johnson, who obviously deserves it, future Hall of Fame right tackle. And he has, good news that Lane is going to continues to play at a high level. So that's probably even bigger than we're talking about Azeez Ojulari. But 1 year, $4 million, it's a player I thought they might go after. Kind of tempered off that when they signed Josh Uche because I thought it was a little redundant. But, I think they got Uche for $2.5 million. So you're talking about throw some more competition or able to get the player. If neither of them works out, you can cut one of them. You can cut both of them and you take some, another dart throw. But I think, the 9 free agent signings the Eagles now have, they're all one-year deals, and this is the most expensive to date. So shows they like him a little bit better from the get-go, which they probably should. But, I was surprised how many people were fired up. I mean, this kid is coming off his rookie deal. He won't be 25 till June. And he's getting 1 year and $4 million. That's not a positive, guys. So while this is a nice dart throw, I wouldn't sit there and say this is a foundational piece of this defense. But as you mentioned, he'll be the 7th Georgia player on this defense. They're all friends. There's something about that program where they all stick together. So maybe that helps them. But he hasn't played great through his rookie deal with the Giants, and that's kind of validated by the contract last year. 92 of 119 was his PFF grade. His best PFF grade was 83 of 110 as a rookie. He was 102 of 112. So a lot of Kenyon Green not living up to the hype. But when you're talking about the one-year market, when you're talking about the Temu market, I think this is top-of-the-line Temu market, if that makes sense.
the lux of the Temu selections. Hey, John, every once in a while you walk through Marshalls, you get a good deal, all right? So I'm not going to count them all out here. But no, definitely paying a little bit more.
Well, you got Zach Bond for 1 year and $3.5 million. So you never know what happens, but, in theory, if you're coming off your rookie deal and you've played well, you're in line for one of these monster contracts on day one. So I don't want to overstate this for some reason, maybe because Eagles fans know him. He was on the Giants. He had a couple sacks here and there. He's from Georgia. There's a lot of hype around this signing, I sense early. Got 1 year and $4 million, guys. I mean, this is not we're counting on him to be part of the edge rotation. This is let's cross our fingers and hope type of thing. And as Howie will tell you, hope is not a strategy.
He's been decently productive. I mean, he hasn't been brutal. If you look at some of his I mean, last year he had 6 sacks in 11 games, and he got hurt in that 11th game. 8 sacks in his rookie year, which he set the Giants record. So he's had some moments, you know, 4 years, 8 sacks, 5.5, 2.5, and 6. And the 2.5, he missed a bunch of games. It seems to me that there's a big injury problem because he's missing games every year. But other than that, I think he's been pretty productive. John, what am I missing here? Why is he 24, decently productive? What am I missing? Is there a medical? What am I missing here? Because you're not wrong. $4 million for a 24-year-old edge rusher is, you know, that's a bargain. So you don't get that unless there's a reason for that bargain. What's going on with that?
Yeah, there's, I mean, he's played 46 games. Now, he hasn't played a full season since his rookie season. So there have been some issues, but there's no major injury issues that I think is scaring people off. I think it was just he didn't play that well. I mean, sometimes it's Oxum's razor. And, you know, most teams aren't going to look at, well, he had 22 sacks. I'm going to give him $22 million. You know, he hasn't lived up to the hype of what he was coming out of college. Now, if you want to go back to college, he tore his ACL. And that might have been high school, to be honest. I'm trying to remember when he was coming out, but I'd have to look that up. You know, 2022, he was on injured reserve. 2023, so he has had some durability issues. But again, I haven't heard any, oh, he's not getting paid because he's hurt type of thing. Undersized, that's part of it. You know, and that's kind of one of the issues when you see, and I said the same thing with Uche. You have Nolan Smith, who's undersized. You have Jalix Hunt, who's undersized, albeit he's got the frame to add some weight. You got Josh Uche, who's undersized. Now you got Azeez Ojulari, who's undersized. So I keep waiting for that more of a balance. And then the Eagles like Georgia players. I mean, let's be honest. This is the 7th Georgia defender on this team. At every level, they have a Georgia player, at least one Georgia player. They got 4 up front. Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Nolan Smith. Now Azeez Ojulari, N'Kobe Dean at linebacker. Kelly Ringo, Lewis Seen in the secondary. They love Georgia players. Maybe he gets in with that group. Maybe that makes him more comfortable. Maybe that helps him a little bit. So I think it's a word. Don't get me wrong. I think this is a worthy dart throw. And if I'm going to rank the 9 signings, this is the guy I advocated that the Eagles should sign, knowing what they were going after. This would be number 1 of the 9 guys, right, in my estimation.
I agree.
But I'm not going to pretend he's like, oh, this guy's part of the problem. He could very well be cut. Or he could be a starting edge rusher. That's what we're talking about. There are a couple guys like that. Adoree Jackson could be a starting corner. Josh Uche. You know, if Josh comes in and plays better than Azeez, you know, you play him. And I don't think this precludes the Eagles from looking at edge rusher in the draft because they signed Azeez Ojulari and Josh Uche.
Right.
And they both have some names because Josh had, you know, people love sacks. We talk about it all the time. Josh had 11.5 sacks in 2022. He's got 22 sacks in his rookie deal. People think that is a big deal for whatever reason. So, you know, I think it's a nice signing. This is the guy would have went on after knowing what the Eagles were doing. And they weren't going to sign big money players. This is the guy would have taken a shot at for all those reasons. But, you know, I look on my social media and everybody seems to be really excited about this signing. Like, it's March 17th, guys. He's getting 1 year and $4 million. He's 24 years old.
Said the same thing about Zach Bond.
Well, if you want to count on that, be
no, I'm not saying the odds are good that he becomes that. I'm just saying that there is a chance that he could look. I think, John, there's clearly a theme though with all these guys. They're getting younger guys that have produced at some point in their career that they're trying to bank on. Here's the thing. I do think the Eagles are right about one.
Well, there's where I'm going to interrupt you. They're not banking on this. They're not banking on this.
Well, they've signed eight of them.
These are lottery tickets.
They're lottery tickets, but they're hoping that two or three of them pan out. You better believe that.
Well, sure, but they're not banking on any of them. Yeah, they're playing the odds.
They're banking on the guys that are still in the room. They're banking on the core unit. That's not what I meant when I said that. But
well,
yeah. Anyway, they get young guys that have had upside. And one thing I agree with them on is they believe they can develop talent better than other organizations. And I think that's why they go to these pedigree picks. I think he was a second round pick, number 50 overall, if I'm not mistaken. And maybe they think they can pull more out of them than the New York Football Giants did. And to be honest with you, I don't dislike that thought process. I think they're probably right.
Well, I think they're right when it comes to the Giants, so I have no problem with it. But no, there's no significance. So I just looked it up. It was a toe injury this past season, ankle and hamstring 2023, calf, ankle, quad 2022. So looks like a lot of soft tissue stuff. Which he's a very fast guy for his size in his position. Ankle, you know, toe, probably turf toe. So nothing drastic from that standpoint, which is kind of what I heard. He's not getting paid because of injuries. Although, you know, if you miss a bunch of games, you know, you start to get that reputation that you're not going to be out there. So that can factor into that way. But no long-term, like we talked about, Mekhi Becton having potential degenerative issues with his knee. Nothing like that is what I'm trying to say.
We'll see. I think it's a smart move. I think he's, you know, filling out the roster, obviously. I know it's a dart. I'm not saying he's going to be a big impact guy, but I do think he's clearly shown that he can play, even last year, six sacks in just 11 games. That's not bad production. Now, I know he wasn't graded out great in those games, but that's still production, John. I mean, what do you think his role will be in Philly? Because
we were having a discussion about Josh Sweat this morning. It was like, well, Josh Sweat, what is he? I mean, what are we talking about here?
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
What are we doing? We're saying Josh Sweat is not a productive player because he doesn't get 10 sacks every year, but he's there every week, and he's just consistent and week after week after week. And we're talking about the Josh Uches and the Aziz Ojolaris of the world as being some kind of, I don't know. It's a lottery ticket. And hopefully you get, you know, some of those 1 year hits the Eagles have. And you're right about the Eagles' ability to develop players, certainly at certain positions, offensive line being most notable, off ball linebacker with Vic. When you talk about Zach Bond, that's Vic Fangio's expertise. That's what he grew up as, an off ball linebacker coach. Jeff Stoutland with offensive linemen. It's Jeremiah Washburn, who got Nolan Smith up to speed pretty quickly last year, showed some signs with Jalen Hunt. So, yeah, I'm with you 100% that the Eagles coaching staff will probably be able to develop players a little bit better than what's been going on with the New York Giants. So I agree with that part of it. I think it's a worthwhile signing. I'm just pushing back a little bit on the, all right, this is a big time signing. One year, and I'm not saying you're saying it, but I've gotten it a lot on social media. 1 year, $4 million, not a big time signing. And Zach Bond wasn't a big time signing last year. That's true. Two things can be true at once. And he broke through and turned into a monster signing. Again, but I'm playing the odds here.
We'll see what they do. Vic Fangio has been really good at pulling the most out of players, and I think he'll be in a good position with this guy. This guy's clearly got some pedigree, something to pull out of him. I know he hasn't been the greatest player, but I do think it's the most worthwhile. And you said that. You said it's the top of the Teemu. Does this guy get out of the Teemu section, or is he still Teemu?
No, he's still Teemu.
I thought he might he might be like on sale.
Seven. You got seven
department store, but like not Teemu.
If you get to seven or eight, you're off Teemu. Anything under, I'll say, you know what? I'll even go six. Anything under five, you're in Teemu.
See, I was thinking clearance at the department store here, or like an outlet, you know, like the Nike outlet, something like that.
There's nothing wrong. A lot of people piped up and said you get some nice stuff at Teemu. I don't know. I just see all the ads. It drives me nuts. You know, but other people said you get some nice stuff from Teemu. So, you know, maybe they get some nice stuff from Teemu. But they're all nine of them. But he's number one of nine. I would say that. And this is a guy I immediately said the Eagles need an edge rusher.
Yeah.
They're not going to spend money on an edge rusher. This is the guy I would have taken a shot at.
What do you think of his fit with Fangio? I do think that's kind of the Fangio model, you know, it seems to be at least.
Well, his fit with Fangio, I don't know what he is as – a drop player, a flat player, flat defender. Georgia guys, Nolan being the best example of this, tend to be good run defenders. So I'm not as concerned with that. I would say the flat defender part of the role is the most difficult to get over the hump with Vic. And not that they do it that much. So Vic might go a little bit too far with that, to be honest. If you can't do it, just don't use him doing it. I talked about that with Bryce Hupp this morning. So, yeah. All right, he can't do it.
Have a role where they can pin his ears back. That's why I brought up the six sacks. I mean, I'm not saying he's Josh Sweat on an every down basis, but
if they had that role, Bryce Hupp would have been in that role. They didn't put Bryce Hupp in that role. Don't really have that role. You know, Vic wants well-rounded people. You know, you even see Josh Sweat at his size dropping occasionally.
Yeah, right.
He wants well-rounded people. Maybe to a detriment. You know, it's hard to criticize Vic at this point. But if there's one criticism I'd lean at him, I don't think he uses just pure pass rushers and said, all right, he's a one trick pony. Let me use the run one trick. I don't think he does that. I haven't seen evidence of it here.
Right.
You know, I talk about Van Ginkle all the time because the Eagles talk about Van Ginkle, and it's one of the most versatile players in football. That's what he wants, but those guys aren't easy to find. And all of a sudden, yeah, Zach Bond turned into Zach Bond. So, but boy, I don't want to compare anybody to Zach Bond. Zach Bond doesn't belong in that conversation, you know. But if you look at Zach Bond, phenomenal in pass coverage, tremendous instincts. With Vic deserves credit as an off-ball linebacker. He does everything well. That's exactly what Vic wants. He does everything, and When you're a one trick pony, Vic tends not to like you.
I think there's a chance Aziz can be more than what he was used at in New York. I mean, how tall?
Well, I don't know how it was used at New York, yeah. And just in the matter of fact, he didn't play well on a bad defense.
Right, but I mean more from the perspective of like Zach Bond is what, 6'3", 230, and when he was signed here, he was talked about as an edge rusher. Remember, he asked Vic in training camp, "When am I going to rush the passer?"
Yeah.
There's no chance any of these guys have like that type of trajectory, do you? Because Vic has obviously made that move in the past.
Well, I can't say never because, you know, what he did it with Zach.
Right.
So, you know, he might be up there watching the Aziz Ojulari film, but, you know, the Eagles don't need a linebacker as long as Nakobe comes back. I would think Patrick Johnson would be the off-ball linebacker of the group. Because he's done it before. But yeah, I don't know if he can do that. And partially, you know, some of his poor play is probably due to a bad football team and just bad approach and bad everything. And it tends to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. So I'm sure he'll be better just from being on a better team with better teammates.
Right.
But I don't think this precludes the Eagles from doing anything. And by that, I mean drafting an edge rusher with their first pick, whenever that comes down, whether it's 32 or they move down, even move up a little bit, which I doubt. But I don't think it precludes them from going in that direction. But what it does is further draft-proof the roster. You feel a little bit more comfortable. You have a couple insurance policies now. So all you need is one of them to hit.
Yeah.
And it could be Uche. It could be him.
Could be. Here's why I don't want to downplay this, John. And Curtis, I appreciate you in the chat for bringing this up to me. Is it fair to say right now, John, that Azeez Ojulari could be the second best pass rusher on the Philadelphia Eagles?
Well, it's fair to say that any of them could be the second best passer.
It's a toss up. The Timu toss up.
And honestly, you know, I'm amazed at the, you know, I'm amazed at how quickly, you know, I defended Nolan Smith for a long time. Said, wait, be patient. Now I'm going the other end. I'm saying, look, don't pretend this guy is a top tier NFL edge rusher because of 8 games. So now, I mean this literally, their best pass rusher could be Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt, Bryce Huff, Josh Uche, or Azeez Ojulari. Literally.
Could be any of them.
Could be any of them.
Well, I'll tell you, I made my first bold prediction of the year. Nolan Smith is going to outproduce Josh Sweat this year. That is my prediction.
Now, if I'm betting, yeah, I'd put Nolan first, no doubt about it. I'd say he's the most likely to be the best. But there's not a lot of proven demonstrated performance, as they call it in the NFL. Short window of it, but people are going to adjust. You know, people are going to adjust, and we'll see how it shakes out. But you can literally, you can say all of them. And if I were to put them in order, I would say Nolan 1, Bryce Huff 2, Azeez 3, Uche 4, Jalix Hunt 5.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's a surprising list. Yeah. I don't have that list at all. I got Nolan 1 for sure. Who'd you have Azeez to?
No, Bryce 2.
Bryce 2. Yeah, I can't help put Bryce at 2, Johnny Mac.
I know, but I mean, he's done it, you know. I don't know.
So is Uche by that logic.
Well, he's true, but it's been since 2022, and
Huff was what, 23? He had the big year. 22 and 23, right? He had
22
big
and 23. So Josh is a little farther off. He's had 2 poor seasons. Got traded. Yeah, but he definitely has talent. You know, he was a second round pick.
So the whole edge rusher room right now is a big dartboard, though.
It is. I said this morning. They do not have a headliner.
No,
they got me one headliner.
They didn't have a headliner last year, though.
Yes, they did. By headliner, I don't mean Myles Garrett. Okay. I don't mean
it's rare.
I mean, one proven commodity who is a really good NFL player. I'm not talking about a superstar. So In other words, if you had Josh Sweat with this group, I'd say you're fine. You're fine. Because one of them's going to be able to do something. And probably two or and then, you know, a couple other of them are going to be able to be rotational players to contribute. I'd say if you have one headliner, you'd be fine. Because the rest of the group you can cobble together and get some really good snaps out of. Certainly with Vic. But you don't have the headliner. Maybe they get it in the draft. Maybe they get it on the trade market. But they got to get a headliner. Or Nolan's got to turn into a headliner.
Yeah, I think that's your best bet. Nolan's going to turn into the headliner. I told you, I think he's going to be better than Josh Sweat is this year. We'll see. JD3 checks in. He says, this is my new favorite move the Eagles have made this offseason. I hope J-Mac feels better about this than Harrison Bryant. I will get you back, J-Mac. You remember, John, you roasted him for being excited about
Harrison Bryant. I met Harrison Bryant via Zoom today. By the way, very good guy.
Nice.
We got to meet the long snapper, Harrison, and Josh Uche. All of them really, really good guys, well-spoken. You can see the Eagles are big on the chemistry part of it. It's just a big deal for them. So, you know, he's a very good guy. But, I mean, look, Harrison Bryant, I get it. They're not signed. Last year it was Saquon Barkley and splashes.
Yeah, people want to be excited.
Yeah, people want to be excited. There's no Saquon Barkleys in 1 year, getting 1 year deals for $2.5 million. You know, that's what you are with the, what did Harrison get? I forget already. That was the largest one to date, $4 million. Aziz Ojulari. Aziz Ojulari is going to be 25 in June, coming off his rookie deal. And he got a 1 year deal for $4 million. So I'm not going to blow smoke up people's asses. That's when you get as a pass rusher, if you performed, two things. You'd never be on the open market because they franchise you at bare minimum. Bad teams. Most teams are going to sign you to 5 year, 100 and, well, now it's 4 years. 4 years, $100 million deals. Minimum. Minimum. So I'm not going to blow smoke up people's ass, but as far as the Tamu signings go, I like him the best.
That's a high vote of confidence right there. Number one on the Tamu list, baby. You know that section on every website you can like put your why, like want later or ask for. This is Johnny Mac's number one want on the want list.
I want a Tiffany. I want, you know, a Tiffany edge rush. You're not getting Tiffany edge rush.
No, you're not. This ain't Tiffany, John. We're talking about Tamu only, John. Yeah. You don't get Tiffany at Tamu, dude. You don't do it. That was Myles Garrett or bust for
Tiffany. Well, that's what I'm talking about. You know, the 24-year-old edge rushers who perform well aren't on the market and getting signed for $4 million. Hopefully something clicks. And my fear is that everybody goes to Zach Bond. All right, keep doing that for 10 consecutive years and see how the odds even out.
Right. I know what you're saying. I mean, you're not wrong, and that's what people have to understand. You're telling them this isn't a guarantee. None of these are guarantees. They're all darts from Tamu, and you're hoping when you open the box that you can put them together the right way. But Johnny Mac, good stuff, man. You're fine. Wait, real quick, do you have any more intel on the Lane Johnson thing? I do want to hit on that. You said it at the top of the show, but big Lane Johnson contract comes down. What do we know about it so far?
Let me pull it up real quick. He's
30 million additional guaranteed money. Yeah. That sounds like a lot, Johnny Mac.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're in deep when it comes to Lane Johnson.
Yeah.
They have been for years, but I mean, you never have a problem, paying for a player like Lane Johnson. You know, the Eagles don't have problems paying for big time players like that. And this is a Hall of Fame player. So He's extended it 1 year. He gets $8 million added money over the next 2 years and an additional $30 million in guarantees. So that's money that's owed him probably that they're kicking up to right now. Lane Johnson. Yeah, they're always redoing this deal.
Yeah, you mentioned they're in too deep. Their best bet on that contract is just boot that thing as far out. There's going to be like
– Well, the beauty, he keeps playing at such a high level. It's not a big deal, you know. And they just keep going, all right, just put another year on it. And, boy, I mean, you could argue last year was his best year. I mean, he was phenomenal. He's one of the best right tackles of all time.
Yeah, he's not slowing down either. I mean, as you just mentioned, played one of his better years. We'll see how long he goes into the future, Lane Johnson. But that's the other news that just came down in Eagle Land. So, all right, Timu offseason continues. Lane gets under contract, an extension. Johnny Mack, your final thoughts on a Monday Night Football 24/7 edition. Doing it live.
I'll reiterate it. The best of the signings so far. So of your nine guys they've signed, and I'm, you know, Charlie Hewlett, the new long snapper. That's a little bit different. So we talk about the eight positional players. This one has the best chance to contribute, I would say.
John, don't get too mad at the fans who are a little excited about Aziz Ojulari tonight. All right, let him be. Let him be a little bit.
I'm not upset. I'm the one who said they should sign him at the start.
Oh, I know. But I'm saying for all the people who are excited about the potential of a guy being something on the team, they're going to get pumped. That's what fans.
Yeah. Do. Well, you want this guy to be your fourth edge rusher. That's what you want from this guy. Just be part of the rotation, be your fourth edge rusher.
And fourth it could be behind John. Bryce and Jalux, or behind Bryce and Draft?
Behind Nolan, Jalux, Bryce. However, if they draft someone, maybe they trade Bryce after June 1st. Maybe they dump that. So you want Nolan to be a part of it. You want Jalux to be a part of it. You want a draft pick to be a part of it, probably from an Eagles fans perspective. And you want Aziz or Josh Uche. It could be, it's just one of them.
I think you're right, though. I think it's going to be one or the other. They're too similar, I think, and builds. Like, I don't know if they're going to go into play with both of them, but maybe they will.
Well, if they will, it won't be a good sign. That means they have to, and that's probably not a good thing. But one of them, no problem. I mean, fourth edge rusher, 20 snaps a game, contribute. That's fine. But you need a headliner. Might be Nolan, might be a rookie, might be a trade pickup, but you need a headliner. Then you're fine, I think.
We'll see what happens. Johnny Mack, thank you, man, for doing it. We appreciate you checking in tonight. We'll talk to you in the morning on Birds 365. All right, brother?
All right, thanks all.
All right, thanks, Johnny Mack. There's John McMullen joining us here on a special Football 24/7 edition. I'll take a couple comments in the chat, see what you guys think of the move. Aziz Ojulari added a one-year, $4 million deal. He's only 24 years old. He's going to be 25 this summer, but incredibly young player. He's got 22 career sacks in his career, so we'll talk a little bit about that and a little bit about him. The one thing I will say to you guys is, so I view there's three spots, right? It's like, this is what I'm trying to explain, because I see all your comments about John. And I'm with you. I get it. John is, John pees on every move. He puts that fire out quick. All right, there's the Eagle fan who thinks that you're going to get the best out of that player. So Aziz has had 8 sacks and 6 sacks, and Eagle fans are going to say they're going to get the best version of Aziz. Eagle haters, Cowboy fans will say that guy's going to be a bust. And then there's guys who are right in the middle who are just like, this is the truth. This guy could pan out. He could be something. He could not be. Stop getting excited. That's John. John's like right in the middle where he's going to give you the objective, pragmatic take 100 out of 100 times, and you're going to have to like it. But We're fans. We think they're going to get more out of him. I'm with you guys. I like this signing a lot more than John did. And I know he said he's the top of the team moves, but I think he's going to be good, man. I think this guy's got 22 sacks. He's 24 years old. He had 8 sacks as a rookie, 6 sacks in 10 games last year. I know it says 11, but he only played 12 snaps in that 11th game before he got hurt. So 6 sacks in 10 games, basically, last year. And he was only playing 58% of the snaps. So I think it's a good signing. I mean, $4 million for that type of guy, that's a good bargain. It's a good dart to throw at the board, and we'll see what this guy can contribute. I'm not saying he's going to be that great, but I think he could easily contribute on this football team, and I think he's a solid piece. He's a guy we talked about early in free agency process, so we'll see what he does. But he's the kind of guy that – it's going to sound a little crazy, but I think it's the kind of signing that pays off late in the year, man. I think it's the kind of guy that, you're like, boy, I'm pumped we got him. When playoffs come, when the late in the year comes and you need production from guys who are, you know, later in the rotation, who aren't your starting guys, you need to keep a good presence on the field. I'm sorry. I like this signing. I really do. I think it's a good one, man. I think this guy is really, really the possibility to pan out. And the other thing I tried to bring this up to John is, you know, just because a guy isn't that good in another organization, there's a reason the Eagles, that I think, keep going for these young 24, 25, 26-year-old guys. They think they can get more out of them in this organization than other organizations have. And they're not wrong. Look at Saquon. Look at Zach Bond. Look at some of the other signings that we have had. This organization pulls more out of players than most right now. Look at our 2 rookies last year. Forget it. Our 3 rookies last year. You won't find another team in the league that has all 3 of their top 3 picks contributing in playoff games in their first year. So you've got, like, I think the organization is going to pull more out of this guy. I like the signing for that reason, and I'm looking at it as a good dart, probably the best dart of the offseason so far. And I liked him when he was still sitting out there, and I like him right now. I like him right now. I think it's a good signing. I think he fits the Eagles organization. Another guy in New York, by the way, I saw somebody bring up MetLife. Great take. I mean, how many guys have we seen struggle with that turf, with that field, with everything that goes there? He played there for 4 years. That was his home field. You know, comes out here. I think he's going to have a good chance, man. Vic Fangio, good defensive talent around him on that defensive line. You know, good coaching, a guy that will look at him and see what he does well and where to line him up. You know, I like it. I like the Azeez Ojulari signing a lot more than Johnny Mack did. What are your guys' initial grades on the signing? I know John doesn't like to do grades, so I can do them with you guys. I think this is the best signing yet. I think this is the best signing yet, all right? I really do. I think this is the best signing yet of all the Timu signings, as we're calling them. So I think he could be something, man. I really do. You know, 8 sacks as a rookie. 6 sacks last year. I told you in 10 and a half games, not even 10 games, really. I mean, I really think it's a good move for this team. So I'll take what you guys got. DeWood says A-. That's pretty high. I mean, it's hard to grade a dart throw as an A-, but if you're taking it from the scale is a dart throwing scale, I agree. It's an A-plus dart throw. A-plus dart throw. Objectively speaking, it's probably a B, you know. Curtis says, Xander, I'm not as worried about that position group now. If we don't land a big name in the draft, I'm not as concerned. I'm not either, but, you know, where John is right is this isn't necessarily the best strategy. Hope isn't a strategy. So, you know, you probably want a better guy, but, yeah, I like it, man. Yo, Anton, look at this. Happy birthday, brother. He says, yo, Big Z, big shout out to me. It's my birthday. Your optimistic Aussie is now 33. Anton, my optimistic Aussie. I hope you the best year of your life is the next year of your life. Happy birthday to your brother. Appreciate you supporting Jacob Sports and appreciate all your viewership and everything we do, man. Everything you do for us, man. I'm looking forward to – I already miss you, Anton. You might be surprised. I miss you, Anton. I talk to you every week for 20 weeks. I miss you, brother. I hope you're doing well over there in Australia, and happy birthday to you, my guy. Happy birthday to you. Fly Eagles checks in. He'll want to play as well as the other Philly Bulldogs. That will motivate him. Good take, man. Good take. Get him in the right environment with players, people he knows, an environment, guys he trusts. You know, good take. Good take there as well. All right. Gatekeeper says top 3 defense loading. Gatekeeper got a little bit to go, but look, it's never out of the equation with Vic Fangio, and obviously those core guys are coming back, man. Backup plan says, go watch some All-22, Xander. You'll see how he'll be a star with the guys we already have. Backup, you don't have to convince me. I think this guy could break out. I do. I it wouldn't surprise me if he was – I'm not going to go Bond level of an all-pro, but be a guy. I could see him being a guy next year. I mean, he had 6 sacks in 10 games last year with the Giants. If he has 6 sacks in the first 10 games this year, we're going to be pumped. He could be on his way to double digits. I mean, he's a little bit better than I think John was saying, but that's all right. John sees it a little differently than I am. That's what makes the world go around. All right? That's what makes the world go around. All right, everybody. I'm going to get out of here. I appreciate all you checking in. A little football 24/7 nightcap edition here on the show. Appreciate it. As always, make sure you guys hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. If you're new to the channel, new to any of our channels, make sure you give us a follow on YouTube, subscribe on YouTube, a follow on X and on Instagram. All right, we have consistent content going up on all the platforms right now, Facebook as well. So for those Facebook listeners, I know we have a couple of you guys. We appreciate you. We see you guys and help us grow on all the platforms. So like, share, subscribe. We're an Eagles network. We're live for 6 hours plus a day covering the Philadelphia Eagles and the NFL world. And we keep you guys posted all through the offseason. So appreciate all you guys checking in. Don't forget to hit the like button. All right, on the way out. See you next time, everybody. Appreciate it.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.